This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has outlined key global priorities to strengthen disaster resilience, including innovative financing and strengthening early warning systems and coordination. Addressing the International Conference on Disaster Resilient Infrastructure, CDRI 2025 via video conferencing, Mr. Modi called for construction of infrastructure that remains steadfast against time and tide, emphasizing the need for resilience in development.
The Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure is working with 25 small island developing states. Resilient homes, hospitals, schools, energy, water security and early warning systems are being built.
He underscored the vulnerability of coastal regions and islands to natural disasters and climate change. The Prime Minister expressed his appreciation for the presence of representatives from the Pacific Indian Ocean and the Caribbean regions and welcomed the African Union's participation in the coalition. He underscored that disaster resilience requires innovative financing and called for the creation of actionable programs to ensure developing nations have access to necessary funds. Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to French President Emmanuel Macron and the government of France for their support in organizing the event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called on UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Modi welcomed the growing momentum in bilateral ties and expressed satisfaction at the deepening of the India-UK comprehensive strategic partnership. Foreign Secretary David Lammy conveyed UK's strong interest in further enhancing cooperation across key sectors including trade and investment, defence and security, technology, innovation and clean energy. He expressed confidence that the free trade agreement will unlock new economic opportunities for both the countries. He also strongly condemned the Pahalgam terror attack and expressed support for India's fight against cross-border terrorism. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Madurai today, during which he is set to review the preparedness of the party to face the Tamil Nadu Assembly election next year and devise a strategy to fight polls. Shah would have darshan at the Madurai Meenakshi Temple and then address party leaders and office bearers on election preparedness and also hold meetings with various stakeholders. Earth Sciences Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh yesterday left for France leading a high-level Indian delegation at the International Meet on Oceans. The United Nations Ocean Conference is being held from today to 13th of this month at the coastal city of Nice. Over the next 4 days, we will participate in bilateral meetings with ministers from key partner countries, deliver India's national statement at the UNOC plenary and engage in crucial policy dialogues on ocean action. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over the Andaman and Nicobar Islands today. Places over Madhya Pradesh, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Odisha, Rayalaseema, Vidarbha and West Rajasthan are likely to experience thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds during the next few days. IMD further predicted heatwave conditions and dust-raising winds in parts of West Rajasthan today. In women's single at French Open Tennis 2025, American tennis star Coco Gauff defeated world number one Belarusian Arina Sabalenka 6-7-5, 6-2, 6-4 in a thrilling final yesterday, clinching her maiden Roland Garros title and second Grand Slam crown. In men's singles, world number one and three-time Grand Slam winner Jannik Sinner of Italy will renew his rivalry with defending champion Carlos Alcaraz of Spain when the two meet in the men's singles final of the French Open 2025 today. The match is scheduled to start at 6:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. In women's doubles, number two-seeded Italian pair Sara Errani and Jasmine Paolini will face Kazakhstan Anna Danilina paired with Serbia's Aleksandra Krunic for the title today. Olympian Jyoti Yaraji continued her solid run this season with a victory in the women's 100-meter hurdles as India secured 6 gold medals on the opening day of Taiwan Athletics Open 2025 in Chinese Taipei yesterday. Tejas Shirse, the national record holder in the men's 110-meter hurdles, also claimed gold in a sped event with a season-best time of 13.52 seconds. India also won gold medals in both men's and women's 100-meter relays. And that is the end of this news bulletin.